There is an old story about former President Calvin Coolidge, who was a very quiet and reserved man. There's a story that he went to church one day, and he came home from church, and his wife said, "What did the preacher preach about?" And the president, in his usual concise way, said, "Sin." And his wife said, "What did he say about sin?" And the president said, "He's against it." It's usually pretty simple for us to declare about an abstract idea like sin, whether we are for it or against it. But what about when that decision or that distinction touches on what we want to do or on what we have already done? I think about that kind of vacillating, that inability to decide. Whenever we come to the story of Palm Sunday, which begins with one parade where we say Hosanna and ends with another parade, procession, where the same people are saying crucify him. Where would we have stood in terms of our decisions if we had been present on that day when that crowd began with Hosanna and ended with crucify him? For most of us, the answer is that we would participate in both movements, and that we still do. We glorify Jesus, but when we get frightened or uncomfortable or carried away by the crowd, we are ready to help crucify him. Very often we move into the crucifixion mob when our proclaimed Christian ideals impinge upon our actual behavior. A former priest friend of mine once wrote, "Civic honesty, the environment, tougher drug laws, these are all good things. But certainly we don't want pronouncements on my gluttony, my greed, or my lust." Before you place yourself, as we are so likely to do, in the participation in one of the parades or the other, remember that the stuff of which we are made is both human and divine. It is both fallen and exalted. It is not easy to say succinctly, as Calvin Coolidge did, that we are simply for or against Jesus Christ. Sin? I'm against it. At least I am until it ventures too close to my heart. Then I'm not so sure. Then I might join that other procession. But all of us do it. Some days we cry, Hosanna. And some days we shout, crucify him.